Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Hello, listeners. First, I want to start off and wish all those listeners celebrating Hanukkah a happy Hanukkah. In addition, I'd like to thank all my listeners. This podcast was recently listed in the top 15 on the best traumatic brain injury podcast you must follow in 2020. You can find this list at blog.feedspot.com. Again, blog.feedspot.com. So, onward. Question: what is a biomarker? Answer: a biomarker is a defined measure of something happening in the body. So, for example, going outside of the realm of medicine, a marker is something that just marks something, measures something, helps identify something. So if you use a ruler to measure something, we're using inches, yards, etc. to help mark a defined measure. In this case, with a ruler, a length. So in the realm of medicine, we use different measures to help explain what's going on in the body. In the realm of traumatic brain injury, there are biomarkers that are being researched, investigated, and some even FDA approved to help in the diagnosis or treatment or prognostication of traumatic brain injury. So in the realm of the traumatic brain injury world, biomarkers could be used as something diagnostic. Basically, yes or no, did a person have a traumatic brain injury? It could be used as something prognostic, meaning using certain levels of various biomarkers to predict recovery. A biomarker could be predictive. Certain levels of certain biomarkers may tell a physician or patient how well someone is going to respond to a particular treatment. There could also be pharmacodynamic biomarkers, which essentially shows the patient and physician the response to a treatment. So these biomarkers can be collected in many ways, whether through a blood test, through testing someone's saliva or spit, or testing someone's cerebrospinal fluid, which is basically the fluid that surrounds our brain and our spinal cord. And biomarkers could be used in a variety of settings. It could be used on the football field. It could be used in the battlefield to tell us, hey, someone now has a traumatic brain injury. It could be also used in a hospital for all sorts of various reasons, as discussed: diagnostic, prognostic, predictive, or pharmacodynamic. It could also tell us about any secondary injury after the initial brain injury. Because as we've discussed in past podcasts, if someone's brain sustains some sort of force and a traumatic brain injury is caused, there's a whole pathway of chemicals that are released that can cause various issues, whether it be with high blood pressure, decreased blood pressure, inflammation, edema, the list could go on. In a very simple way, we could even say a head imaging such as a CT scan could be a biomarker. Because we know if we do a head CT and we see blood on the head CT, even if the person is speaking fluently and is not showing any signs of any cognitive issues or any physical issues, it differentiates the classification from a mild traumatic brain injury, which is a concussion, to, say, maybe a moderate traumatic brain injury. Again, these are all in simple terms. These discussions could go on for hours and hours. Some more common biomarkers used in the realm of brain injury, more so research. I have not really started seeing it yet used across hospitals and offices and such for diagnosis and treatment, are ones such as GFAP, which is glial fibrillary proteins. This comes from the CSF fluid, cerebrospinal fluid. There's UCH, and both of those were actually FDA approved as biomarkers in 2018. There are some others as well, such as CRP and S100B, and a whole lot more. From a practical standpoint, I think there's going to be more development in biomarkers, especially when we can be able to use biomarkers for proper medication dosing and helping explain to patients and their families about prognosis and recovery times. But I think more research needs to be done to get to that point. Ultimately, whether you as a patient has had any specific biomarkers taken or not, we still need to focus on the patient and what symptoms the patient's having. If the patient's having a headache, we need to treat the headache. If the patient's having sleeping issues, we need to treat the sleeping issues. And the list can go on and on and on the different types of symptoms. But biomarkers in the realm of traumatic brain injury is definitely on the cusp of something big. And with more time, with more research, and with more people focusing on studying these biomarkers, I'm sure that within years, we will start using this regularly in diagnosis, treatment, prognostication, etc., etc., etc. So a biomarker, being able to measure something specific in the body, in this case related to traumatic brain injury, is definitely something to be on the lookout for as it continues to develop so that ultimately we can help the patient. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.